This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I move to strike the last word.
Anyone is recognized.
Today we're debating a gun control bill that's actually six gun control bills in one. And why are there six? Because none of them work. If you take six that don't work and put them together, they're not going to work. You can't make up for ineffective bills by having more than one or half a dozen of them. Each and every one of these gun control bills in this single title is unserious and unconstitutional and suffers from the problem, the inherent problem that almost all gun control suffers from. And that is criminals do not obey the law. They do not follow the law. Who here today thinks that criminals are going to read the Safe Storage Act and you know, some gang member is going to say, oh, I better lock this gun up or else they'll come and take it. Who here today thinks that a 19-year-old criminal is going to obey the restriction on age for having a gun? Nobody here believes this. These are unserious. But they're worse than that. They're going to compromise the rights and the safety of individual citizens, law-abiding citizens. Let me tell you the story of Nikki Gosar, who's testified here in Congress. And she worked for me in my congressional office. Nikki watched her husband get murdered in front of her, viciously, in a gun-free zone, while her licensed firearm was in her car outside of the restaurant. That haunts her today. Ben and her had just recently been married, and they just wanted to be in this restaurant, and they followed the law, and he was murdered by her stalker in front of her. Now, she went on to get the laws changed in Tennessee to get rid of that gun-free zone. But that's one example, just one example of how all the rest of these are going to fail. The criminals do not follow the law. And the biggest thing we could do that nobody on the other side of the aisle is talking about today is to quit advertising our schools as soft zones, soft targets for defenseless teachers, defenseless staff, and students who aren't being defended. Congress itself in 1990 passed the Gun-Free School Zone Act. It's done more, it's cost more lives than it has saved. Now, some states have been able to override the Gun-Free School Zone Act and create their own areas. And in those states and those school districts where that's happened, where they've allowed qualified teachers and staff to carry, there hasn't been a single mass shooting in one of those schools. There hasn't been a single shooting of one person in one of those schools. The biggest thing we could do here today is to repeal the 1990 Gun-Free School Zone Act so that the default condition in this country is not to advertise every student as a target. Now, to Mr. Cicilline's point, he was talking about the Supreme Court. You know, in 1995, the Gun-Free School Zone Act was struck down. Why was that? Because this document does not contain the authority to implement a Gun-Free School Zone Act. So what did Congress do? They resuscitated this unconstitutional bill by putting in a provision that says, well, as long as the gun is involved in interstate commerce, well, then we have the authority. Well, I wonder if that's the case with all six of these useless bills in here today, because only two of the bills say that. It's actually two of the bills say it only applies to firearms involved in interstate commerce. Does that mean the other four are unconstitutional? Or it actually means all six are unconstitutional, and they're trying to save two of them with the provision that killed the Gun-Free School Zone Act in 1995. By the way, they overturned Mr. Lopez's conviction, and he went on to serve in the Marines, the one who was convicted of violating the Gun-Free School Zone Act. But Congress came back and resuscitated it. And unconstitutionally so, but there is a conflict between these six bills. Some of them recognize the constitutional flaw, and some of them don't. And I want to close with this. Some of my colleagues have said that the assault weapons ban from 1994 to 2004 reduced mass public shootings by 40%. They make up a number a lot of times.
But I'll take whatever number they use.
Do they know that
the internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Friday transmission that the New World Order cannot stand is still on air. And I cannot thank you enough for keeping us on air. I cannot thank you for standing for my freedom, and I stand for yours. Together, we form that invincible resistance. I didn't talk, folks. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. I need to get that through your beautiful mind. When I pat you on the head, I ain't patting you on the head. I'm thanking you for standing side by side. Friday Live, globalist puppet Biden, declaration of war against the Second Amendment is an act of treason. He must be impeached now. I want to open the phones up in this hour. We did a good job yesterday. The day before, we took a lot of calls in 1 hour, like 20 calls one day, about 15 another. So we're going to load the phone lines up on the declaration of war against your right to self-defense and your view of it and where you think this is going with 158 days out from the election. We're talking about that topic, the right to keep and bear arms that's been taken almost everywhere in the world. And the few countries like the U.S. and Switzerland, they're trying like the devil to get them. So we get the number out in a moment. We're opening the phone line system up for first-time callers, people that have tried to get through, never could. I want to get your view on where you think the deep state's going next. I'll get the number out in a moment. But this is a true meme. Everybody remembers this. You've seen this. But it really says it all. It says, pay attention, kids. It's not science. It's politics. So when they say don't question science, science is all about questioning. Anybody that says don't question, it's science, is a cult leader and wants you to be in their cult. I want you to question me. I want you to do your own research. Oh, but CNN's Brian Stelter and the New York Times, the rest of them say, headlines, don't ask questions. Don't do your own research. The five deadly words, do your own research. Think about it. That's a cult. 1960s, oil is gone in 10 years. That's a Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group. 1970s, another ice age is coming in 10 years. 1980s, acid rain will destroy all crops in 10 years. 1990s, the ozone layer will be destroyed in 10 years. 2000s, the ice caps will melt in 10 years, but the Al Gores of the world all bought oceanfront property, and it wasn't in Arizona. And if you can believe that, I'm willing to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in for free. None happened, but all resulted in more taxes, more surveillance, more control. That certainly says it all. You know, I'm a subscriber to Fox Nation and Tucker Carlson's show. A lot of times I get home at night, and my other children are all grown up and moved out. I'm an old man now. Son's almost 20. First daughter's 18 now. My middle daughter decided a year ago to go live with her mom. That's fine. That's where she lives. Love her to death. Got my five-year-old daughter. But I go home and we watch Tucker Carlson. And boy, does my five-year-old like her. So does my wife. So it's something we can all agree upon. So I was watching this. And I said, let me see if I can find a clip of this on Twitter. And I found it right away. This is Brett Favre. Famous quarterback, but more importantly, a father and a patriot. And what he says with common sense is so important. And every adult tells their children this, or every smart adult does. I know my parents told me this. And it's enjoy your life now. Enjoy being young. Enjoy being old. But enjoy where you're at. Enjoy the blue sky. Enjoy the moon. Enjoy the stars. Enjoy the beauty God gave you. Don't let the globalists get you down. Fight them because you love your family and love humanity. Don't fight them because you hate them. And listen, when I point my finger at you, three more are pointing back at me because I burned myself up with hate. I did 80% of what I did for love. But 20% was hate. And boy, they were viral clips. And I looked like the devil when I was doing it. And I meant the things I said. But it's not sustainable. Love gives me more discernment. Love gives me more power. Love gives me more understanding. And love in the moment and what God gave us is so important. And what Brett Favre says is so true. Don't let the globalists grind you down. Don't make it a fight between you and them because you can't win. You can't beat the devil. But the God that made the universe and made us and gave us free will can and will beat the devil. And so through God, we will prevail. But it is so central what Brett Favre says here. Here's a clip.
Not every guy played that way or with that passion. I think when it was over for him, however many years it was, how much or how little, they didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I coached high school football for 2 years when I retired. Didn't make any money, didn't want any money, and enjoyed the hell out of it. And I thought it was kind of a favor to the head coach to be his offense coordinator. But it ended up being a blessing because I really enjoyed it. But I would tell those kids all the time, you got to enjoy the moment. I said, first of all, you're young. When I was your age, I couldn't wait to be 21 or move on to the next level. And while I was fortunate enough that I played long enough in the NFL that time sort of stopped, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Along the way where that I could kind of stop and smell the roses. You know, the first five, seven, 8 years, man, it was balls to the wall, just blowing and going. And next thing I know, it's like, it seemed like it took forever, but before you knew it, it's like, you know, when you turn 30, the next birthday is 50, you're 53.
Yeah.
And the next birthday was 53. And I'm like, damn, where'd all the 23 years in between go?
Just in a
so I was fortunate enough that I played long enough that I could kind of stop and say, you know, enjoy this. Enjoy this moment. No matter how fun or disappointing it is, enjoy this moment because there'll be a time when it'll be gone. And I saw so many guys not that it was here and gone, just like them, and never got to appreciate it.
And, you know, that sounds really simple, but it's super deep. And I've gotten to that point in my life at 48 where I was always trying to beat the New World Order. I was always trying to stop what they were going to do. I was always trying to think I could beat them. I mean, I believe in God and I had God on my side, but, you know, this is all going to play out. This has all been foretold. And we should all really freak out and realize, man, the Bible's really being fulfilled. And it doesn't matter your little church or your big church ain't going to tell you that because they're bought and paid for it. The church doesn't live at that church house. The church lives inside you, as Christ said, inside your soul. And so we got a lot of evil coming down on us, but we got a lot of good as well. And so that's the most important thing I can say to anybody out there is God's in control, folks, and God has a plan for you. and just don't let these people get you down and don't get so upset and feel like you're guilty because you can't beat them. Because, man, that's how I am. And I can't survive doing that. I'm so much stronger now that I just gave it to God. Like when I was 16, 17, really 15, 14 years old, I was a hellion. My mom just prayed to God and said, I give him to you. And it all turned out all right. We got to give it to God. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with your phone calls on the attack, the declaration of war against what founded this country, your right to self-defense. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. First time callers, straight ahead. And we got a special guest, Trump impeachment lawyer. So smart, so informative, in the third hour today. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. All right, your calls are straight ahead. There are a lot of key videos, a lot of key articles, just waiting for you to turn them loose. You don't spread them, the dog doesn't hunt, we lose. You take action, God works through you, we are unstoppable. So take action now!
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of war by the globalists to finally disarm the American people, ladies and gentlemen. I stepped out during the break to get something out of my car. It's pouring down rain out there. It's pouring down tyranny. A little bit of water on me here. We got Kathy. We got Sully. We got Joe. We got Kennan. We got Patriot. We got Earl. We got so many great people already on the line. There's a lot of debates about the right to self-defense, but it comes down to free will. Should we let airline pilots fly planes? Somebody might hijack it and fly into a building. Should we let other people own guns because somebody bad might do something? And on its face, when you get a leftist to go out and shoot guns for the first time, and they are shooting bullseye in 10 minutes, they're like, well, why don't I get to have this? Why? You can have a chainsaw. You can have a baseball bat. You can have a car. Why can't you have this gun? And it's because they want to disarm you, to enslave you, and control you. It's a very simple equation. So what is your response to the puppet president that stole the election, all proven by 2,000 mules, announcing their declaration of war against your right to self-defense while he's protected by the Secret Service? And all these mayors that have defunded the police are protected by multi-million-dollar private security contracts. What do you make of this? What do you think we should do next? Let's talk to Kathy in Arizona. Kathy, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. God bless you and
God bless
your family
you.
And the crew. I've been praying for the last hour if I could get through to you, and God answered that prayer. What I'd like to suggest, if possible, I know you're a true believer of a power of our mind and God. If we could all pause on a commercial break or right now, and everybody listening just prayed that these globalist parasite snakes, and that includes Pedo Joe, that they are taken out. He is impeached. And let's do it now, all together.
I agree. The power of prayer is amazing, and I just ask that God heal our land. We seek God's face, we repent, and we ask that God remove these tyrants if that's God's will. You know, it's got to be God's will, but if it's God's will, I mean, I ask that the innocents be protected.
Yeah, I've been praying hard for you and your little one and your wife and your little puppy dog, and God's protecting you, and you're the greatest.
Let me tell you, God's the greatest, but as the people, you're the greatest. God has had his hand on me my whole life. I am a horrible, wretched sinner, but God has had his hand on me, and it's incredible, and God is so real. And there's no doubt God has had his hand on this operation, and it is such a blessing. It's such a blessing to be in this position. The persecution is nothing. It is such an honor to be here, Kathy. Thank you so much. You're a beautiful person. Let's go to Sully in New York. Sully, thanks for calling. Hi, Sully. How you doing? Okay, Sully's gone. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go to Joe in Kansas. Joe in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you today. I'm calling because I'm a farmer in Kansas, and when COVID started, there was a local article in the news about how they were going to take these cabins that my neighbor owns across the street from me and use them to confine people who were disobeying their quarantine orders.
That's right. They're just introducing the idea of disappearing and locking people up, and they're building giant camps all over the world. Isn't that incredible?
Well, I approached – it's incredible, Alex, and I did approach my neighbor about it and asked him. He told me he never had any plans of the sort, so I can only assume that they were going to appropriate his land and build a concentration camp across the street from my house.
Brother, that's how real it is, and it's all directed by the UN and Bill Gates all over the world, including the U.S. FEMA has built camps for 10 million people, they reported last year. So they've got designated sites for 10 million people right now.
Well, I'm personally a fan of most people in law enforcement. I think most people in law enforcement are good, but there are enough bad people there that they may try to do something. I asked my local cop about it because he's a friend of mine. I asked if someone told you to enforce a quarantine order, would you do it? And he told me, hell no, he wouldn't. And I believe most Americans...
And that's why the left's at war with the cops. The cops aren't perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But overall, compared to the general public, the police are amazing people. And they get a lot of bad jurisdictions. They get a lot of bad orders. But on average, cops are good people. There's a lot of bad ones. There's a lot of bad people, period. But absolutely, that's why they're bullying the police. I got an article right here where there's a video of the woman with a gun attacking the police with it. And then they say, cops shoot an unarmed black woman who's pregnant five times. And there's video of her with a damn gun aiming it at them. And again, I'm not glad a black woman is dead or a white woman, any woman. The point is that the media is at war with the infrastructure they don't control. They control the top. They don't control the bottom. Is the bottom perfect? No. But they want to demonize the bottom to get control of it. And when they have control of the top and the bottom, we are screwed.
Well, I think you're making us a little less screwed, brother, and I appreciate you. That's really all I had to say, but thank you, sir.
Thank you. Love you, Joe. All right, I don't want to cut the next caller off, but we're going to take in this next 10-minute segment, 5 phone calls. I'm coming in hot. I'm going to your call. I'm giving you each a minute and 45 seconds. Remember the next person that we get to all these amazing callers. No need to thank me. I want to thank you. Like Rush used to say, just dittos. I love you. You love me. We are together in this fight. We're going to cover it all when we come back. Now, speaking of what's going on, it is such a blessing, and I am just beyond thankful that it's definitely God, because I didn't tell listeners a few months ago how bad it was. We were $2 million behind, and I was going to have to lay people off. I'd spent all my personal money, and there was no more money, and we got big donations, and listeners came through and bought products. So now we are 5% in the black right now for the next 6 months. Now, that's not much, but when you've been in the red, that being in the black is amazing. Woo! So please keep us in the black. Go to InfoWars Store. We got a big mega sale going right now, up to 60% off, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got all of the best-selling products there, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the immune support. Get the vitamin D3 gummies. Get the X2. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. We got Brain Force Ultra, got Dr. Jones Naturals, we got the fish oil, the krill oil, it's all discounted. Thank you so much for your support. We can't do it without you.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is smoking.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Oh. Wow.
Oh, yeah. So, we've got our deadly disease. No, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms: mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
That's from 15 years ago, and now it all came true. In your face, making a joke out of it. We're taking calls in the order they're received. Kennan in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome, Kennan.
Hello, General Jones. I got two important features I want to point out. Number one is, the Joe Biden that you see right now on TV is not the real Joe Biden. People's facial features do not change. And if you look at the earlobe, the right earlobe of the real Biden that was in office when he was with Obama, you can see that his right earlobe is heavily rounded. And if you look at the fake Biden, his earlobe is straight. There's no roundedness to the bottom of his earlobe. And once you start looking at the difference in the two Bidens, the fake Biden versus the real Biden, you'll see that the real Biden has a much taller, larger forehead. So they've obviously not just got a puppet in there, but they don't even have the real Biden in there. I think the real Biden is somewhere with Epstein on a new island somewhere. The second topic is, Microsoft keeps updating my Windows 10, even though that operating system is well over a decade old and there's no reason for any updates to be doing. I've turned off my computer where I told it that I don't want updates to even be occurring. And I'm talking about two or three, four updates a month by Bill Gates's computer business. And he's still running the show over there, even though he says he stepped down. Bill Gates is still the lead man at Microsoft. And for some reason, my operating system keeps updating. Are you guys having the same issue?
Well, they're all spying on us. It's all sorts of craziness. Kennan, I don't know. I mean, all I know is Biden's a puppet anyway, you slice it. And he is a shriveled version of his previous self, so who the hell knows? I mean, anything can be because they lie to us so much. Let's talk to Patriot in Ohio. Patriot, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing today, man? It's good to talk to you. I just got a question for you. Very rarely do I hear anything about our sheriff's department doing anything about what's going on. I feel like they're our last line of defense, in which they are, to uphold the Constitution. I've called Alexandria Sheriff's Department, left them messages, tried to get a hold of them. They're not getting a hold of me back. I don't know, but I feel like if everybody would talk to their sheriffs and get them together, that might help the situation.
No, I totally agree. We should raise awareness of the sheriff being the oldest institution since the Magna Carta, predating that, and the most important elected official in any county, who is there to enforce the Constitution and Bill of Rights and state and local law. And they have incredible power, and we need to empower our sheriffs to be guardians of the Republic. I totally agree with you.
I mean, I really don't get it. Do you have a reason or any reason why they're not arresting these people? Like, are all these politicians immune from getting
arrested? Well, I mean, they control the Justice Department, so how do you get a state grand jury to indict people? The question is, how bad is it going to get? As the ruling class knows, there's nobody enforcing. They can insider trade, child smuggle, open borders, devalue currencies, anything they want. The question is, how bad will it get? We've reached that point.
Yeah, oh, I totally agree with you. I had another question for you. You're always talking about need money to keep InfoWars on air. How about if you guys put like all the information you've ever had on what's going on onto like zip drives and sell them? I mean, I'd buy it.
That's a great idea. Download the websites and put all our main films on a zip drive and sell an InfoWars archive. We've heard that before. That's something we should look at doing. God bless you. Great idea. All right. Let's go ahead and take another caller. Let's talk to Aaron in Wisconsin. Aaron, welcome.
Hey, Jones. How you doing? I just want to make a couple points quick. I've been listening to you for about 15 years, though I never found you at InfoWars. It was always on YouTube. And just kind of to the point, your point of discernment, I always kind of had this discernment that what you were saying was the truth, or at least put me on the path to the truth. I could just kind of feel it. I didn't really know it, but now I've been listening to you.
Hold on. I'm not going to interrupt you long, but let me just say this. What you said is the perfect description. I am not the truth. I try to tell the truth. I'm fouled. I'm a sinner. I'm a human, but I'm trying to tell the truth. But we're very good at getting people on the path to truth and to God. That's a perfect way. InfoWars is not the truth. It helps get people on the path to truth because truth is a journey. Go ahead.
Exactly. And you have put me on the path to God, and I've found God. And I really credit you largely for that. I've always had my struggles, with the idea of God. But, honestly, it's you and others like you who have shown me the other side of that coin, the evil, that shows me that, the good side, God really does exist. And again, I can feel it now. And, another point that I wanted to make is with the Second Amendment being under attack and just people like me and you, Trump supporters, the right, whatever you want to call us. I feel like our leaders in Congress or just public figures don't really make the point enough that even if it were true that Donald Trump and all of us supporters and Republicans on the right, even if we were these nasty racists and all of this, even if it were true, it's people like you and like me who are the watchdogs, who need the Second Amendment, who would never allow people like that tyrants to take hold and to round up, the LGBT community or black people or Asian people or whoever they want to parade out.
Oh, it's outrageous lies. The Democrats are running ads that Senator Rand Paul, that's anti-war, is going to lynch black people. It's like saying I'm going to blow the moon up tomorrow. What they're doing is savage evil. Fraud, lies, division.
Right, and it doesn't take much to expose. There's like that video of Rand Paul and his wife walking, I think it was after the Republican National Convention 2020 when all this riots were going on and these people were, following him and there was a police officer who stuck with him who I think took a punch to the face. And these people don't even realize that he's the one who is introducing legislation to get rid of these no-knock warrants.
Well, they kept saying, say her name. When he got the bill passed in that woman's name, the black lady that got killed, it's insane. It's like, it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's like coming to Michael Jordan and saying, say Michael Jordan's name. Why are you against Michael Jordan? And you're Michael Jordan. Great point. Thank you so much. All right, Ahmed and Mike. And so many others, your calls are coming up on the other side of this break. But speaking of support, all I'm asking listeners to do is follow your heart and think about what do you want to support? Where is there a place for you to know that you're supporting by word of mouth, by prayer, by buying products that you know is having a big effect? And InfoWars is really the best place. And we're embattled. And we're on the front line. So InfoWarsStore.com is going to end this Sunday, the Memorial Day specials, up to 60% off Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Have you tried X2? I mean, have you experienced these products like TurboForce or BrainForce or BrainForce Ultra? This is your chance to do it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're taking calls right now on the attack on the Second Amendment. Ahmed in New York, thanks for calling. We really appreciate you. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Roe v. Wade, my body, my choice. Then they're going to disarm the public, quarantine everybody. It's a one, two, step, three. You know, we all know what's going on. And unfortunately, I don't know if the masses are really going to be civilly disobedient enough. Because everybody's just like, going back to 2019, they're like, oh, yeah, let's go back to our lives. And there's no. They're attacking our family, attacking our structure, attacking God. They're attacking our religion, whatever religion you are. They're just attacking any hardworking Americans, hardworking patriots around the world that believe in a pro-humanistic future. And these people are actually applying the pressure on us. So us as masses, we need to really come together before I don't even know.
No, I agree. They are dividing and conquering us while Hillary, that has all these armed bodyguards, says no one actually needs an AR-15. Well, maybe the folks in Benghazi needed people with AR-15s to protect them, Hillary.
And then the mass shooting that happened in Texas, my condolences to the family. But they did the digital soldiers around the world, we actually put a video of Google Maps. There's a Mason symbol. Anybody can go Google Map this. The only angle of the shooter going inside the school. The only angle of the shooter going inside the school, they put it on Google Maps, and you literally see in front of it, there's like a garden piece where they hang it on the tree on the left-hand side. Anybody can go Google this. It's on the Google Maps, the Mason sign on there. And the Masons, My family's been part of the Masons, and I know, Alex, a lot of people around you, and there's good patriots around the world that are part of Masons, but they've been infiltrated by a lot of bad people that have killed good people like Jerry Gallatin, which was the king of barter and trade. That was by New York Magazine, New York Times. This was back in the 80s and 90s. My grandfather was the king of barter. They killed him because he was taken out by the IRS, by taxes. He was allowing people to have a free economic and free powerful capitalistic future without the IRS, which they're crooks. I'm sorry. They're crooks. I still have
to... No, I hear you. I will look into that. Thank you so much, Ahmed. Beautiful point. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? This is Mike from Kentucky. How you doing there?
Man, I'm taking your calls. I'm on air still, so I'm doing good.
Okay, great. I was bringing up the thing about the mask thing and also... All right. I have congestion heart failure. I was a mechanic on cab drive, forced retirement. What I'm getting at is that they're violating the Nuremberg Code, the HIPAA law. HIPAA law is supposed to comply with medical staff only, not private American citizens. Am I correct?
Yes.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. And also with the shooting thing, I heard it was pre-planned. It's disgusting. I heard the sheriffs or the cops got their kids out of the school first. They have their kids. 19 kids shot dead in teachers. Very sad. And I'll tell you what, I'm outraged because that should not have happened. I'm serious. 40 minutes of wait? That's a bunch of crap.
Well, it's more than that now, Mike, and they've changed their story at least 19 times. And so I don't know what really happened there, but, man, there's a cover-up going on, brother.
You got that right, brother. And I'm treated like a second-class citizen. I was dead. I had 2 heart attacks in 4 days before. And all this, I'm forced on security. I'm a mechanic and a cab driver. Now, I mean, a long story short, what can I do about this? What can I do to help? Because I'm mad as hell. I want my country back.
Well, just take care of yourself, take care of your family, warn others. Many hands make light work, and pray to God for a global awakening. And that's the real power, brother. I love you, and I appreciate you. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Mark in Kentucky and then George in Canada. Mark in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Mark in Louisville. Honored to talk to you. My question is about abortion and what they're doing with the fetuses and the body parts. Do you believe that they're creating a treatment for the world elites with that?
Well, I don't think that. They're using it for life extension technologies. They're sucking their juices out, sanguinating them to... create treatments, 100%. They're just teaching us that humans are a commodity.
Yeah, I guess because I looked at when, you know, Hillary collapsed at the 9/11 ceremony and that they rushed her to Chelsea's apartment instead of a hospital. I just wondered what treatment was available at her apartment that wasn't available at a hospital.
Well, they do get private treatments and they do get the blood of children. That's mainline news. There's major companies that do it.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate your input. Thank you, Alex.
Anything else, keep sir? On. Any other questions? Those are great questions.
Not now. Keep on keeping on, brother.
Well, it's like in Soylent Green, the science fiction movie from the early 70s. Soylent Green's made out of people. We're turning ourselves into a commodity. George in Canada. George, welcome.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, first your dictator announces gun confiscation, now ours does.
Well, listen, man, I just want to say something. Reset Wars. I find you don't push it enough. Great program. Loved it. Awesome. I recommend it to anybody.
We're really proud of it, and it's all about how they control you and transcending it. We love Reset Wars, ResetWars.com. Want to thank all the folks that got the course.
Next off, okay, the big thing I want to talk to you about is we got NATO, right, with the World Economic Forum, the globalists pushing Russia to war, and we got the Chinese that are aligned with them. Now, we know that the ideology that the World Economic Forum is pushing is communist, right? It's a form of communism.
Yes.
But then we have China and Russia that are pushing somewhat of a similar ideology. I mean, at the end of all of this, man, it's communism that comes in. We don't win, right? Like, it comes down to us people having to take our government back because it's communism either way we see it, man.
Well, it's communism integrated with a high-tech world social credit score, carbon tax, vaccine passport, but yes, it's communal systems, which humans are designed to do in small tribes, but not a big central government running it. They want that for social control and dehumanization.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if this war does end up happening, if either side wins, I mean, us the people are taking on communism. You know, like, for me, like, I guess, like, my question is what are your thoughts on that? Like, do we end up having to take it back at some point, or do we have to accept either side?
Well, only God understands the total future. The devil pretends to. And it's our job is to tell the truth and be strong and give the rest of it to God. And so this is all a giant test. That's what we know, brother.
Yeah, well, it's just like I find everybody, like I'm not trying to say that everybody's playing it off like Russia's putting a thwart on the World Economics Plan, the World Economics Forum's plans. But, I mean, it's the only type of somewhat communism that allows Christianity. I mean, this is an attack on Christianity.
Because brother, thank you so much for the call. Don in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
So, Alex?
Yes, sir.
So, this is about the one world government that is obviously being proposed. It's nothing new. It's in the Bible. It's mentioned twice in the Bible, Babylon in the Old Testament, which was the Tower of Babel. I'm sure you know this. And God knocked it down. So, we don't know exactly what was going on there, but it got knocked down. Now, the second world one government called the Whore of Babylon, a lot of people mistake it for it being America, but that's actually not true. The Whore of Babylon is when all the nations lose their sovereignty, and that is the one world government when God's protection is removed, and that's exactly what is happening now. Like you said, we don't know what's going to happen, but nothing new.
Well, there's no doubt we have a satanic world government that is following everything the Bible said would happen. So you can deny it all day long. People can say it's not happening, but it is. The question is, what are we going to do? Well, we realize we have an eternal soul, so the main thing is a relationship with God to prove that no matter how bad it gets, we're going to stay being good people. It's a test. We're not even supposed to be able to fix this, brother. We're going to go through this.
Exactly. Appreciate you, Alex. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so there's a Joe Rogan video. It's called the Stay Behind Network of Hitler, Finding Hitler. And basically the reason these people are so corrupt is they think they're entitled through like a bloodline. And obviously they're deceived by Satan, just like Hitler was. And in that video it talks about, you know, they didn't really find Hitler. All the Stay Behind elite went to Southern America and they're all there. I mean, do you think, and those people are entitled to bloodline. I mean, you talked about people who are narcissistic as people, and we're adopted through Jesus Christ. So, no, Christians are not like that. We know we are adopted. But how much of that do you think is true? Do you think there are these stay-behind networks of people with that mindset? Because they all have that same access. Like,
No doubt that the globalists, the Merovingian line, all that, believe that they are chosen, they're elites, and they're supposed to take the dominion of the earth, get rid of us, the useless eaters. And that because of their genetics, which are psychopathic, they have a right to rule. And so what you're saying is absolutely central, and I appreciate your call. All right. I already aired this report yesterday, but it's so powerful. I'm going to air it again when we come back. Then our special guest joins us. And then after she's gone, everybody wants to hold. We've got a lot of calls here on the board. I got to a lot of calls, but there's a lot of them left. We'll get to you as well. But I want to air this report, The True Evil Behind America's Mass Shootings. This is just unbelievably powerful. That's coming up next segment. And then our special guest, former Trump impeachment lawyer and talk show host, will be joining us. Hour number three, straight ahead.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.